We're a bit late. It is oh my god, it's 5:16. All right, I didn't realize it was this late. Hi everybody, welcome to Y'all Gaming, the only show where we ask, are y'all gaming on the internet? My name is Cody, joined by TK. TK, how are you doing today?
Good. Just got finished playing some of this Nick Brawl patch, and it was cool. Real nice. You know, that's pretty much where I'm at on that. It's just a real nice patch. So
I did see a lot of people who tried out Sora and then switched back over for whatever reason. I was sort of surprised. I couldn't believe that people did. But I saw a lot of people who said that they turned on their Switch, tried out Sora and Smash, and then went right back to Nickelodeon. So,
yeah, see, the thing is, we're still at that point where it is very hard to want to play Smash because of the fact that the Wi-Fi is ass still. And now we have a game, a platform fighter that's very fun to play, and the Wi-Fi is not ass most of the time. It's definitely easy to make that choice to be like, yeah, I'm going to go and play this game instead.
It's tough to go back to something with such bad internet. I could imagine. That sucks. Yeah. Well, we got a few things to talk about. I believe the first thing, if I'm not mistaken, is this new character. It's Sora. So we'll go ahead. I think you used the old image. I just looked at it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, in the tweet you used last week's with the Metroid Dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not Metroid Dead.
Yeah. So we're talking about Sora in Smash. He's finally here. He has dropped. He has been put into the game. I have read a lot of weird things about him. I've saw that he's like really strange and weird to play. But I don't know anything about it because I haven't tried him. I'm actually trying him on stream tonight for the first time. So you can be there for that, 8:00. But what do you think about him? You've had a chance to give him a shot.
I think the character is very fun, but that's about all I can give it. Because I feel as though, like, I didn't give it too big of a shot. I played against the computer because, like, you know, offline. And the character definitely has some pretty cool sauce. Like, you the whole, like, recovering with up B, side B is you can come back from anywhere. So, basically, like, you can do the fast fall or the down air, which is a stall and fall. And it's a huge hitbox. And then you can just up B, side B, side B three times up. Or it's side, the first side B has to go side. So you side B side and then up diagonal to grab the ledge. So you can pretty much come back from anywhere with this character. It's pretty insane. The up B is actually really good for KOing as well. And then, yeah, I saw some other stuff where I was doing like first hit of forward air. Because, you know, forward air and neutral air are actually combo hits like the way they are in Kingdom Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also fast follow them and only get the first part. So I fast fell the first hit of neutral air or forward air, and then you can F smash, and F smash has a tipper, or I guess a sweet spot.
I wouldn't say
it's a tipper. So yeah, if you hit with it, the actual like key part of the keyblade, like the you know, like where the ridges are, you like it hits very hard.
Oh, that's
and it's
neat.
Still pretty strong without it. But like, yeah, on F tilt and F smash, I think both of those are like that. And then of course up smash too, because of like where the light is when you hit it.
Sure.
And so pretty cool. Definitely a dope character, and would say you guys should play it. Should try it. Definitely try it.
How hard was it to go back and forth? Because I am scared of playing Ultimate now.
I was wave dashing for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if I want to play Ultimate, because I feel like, in terms of DIing, in terms of like recoveries, I'm just gonna be Nick brained. I feel like it's gonna be really hard for people to switch back and forth if they are trying to take them both competitively. I know DeBuzz and a few other people said that after SmashCon. I think ESAM also played a bunch. It's like the games actually actively hurt you if you try to play both because they're so different.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, the Buzz actually played quite well in every game that he played. But yeah, just I feel like if the crossover for here is definitely more so melee in this game at a higher level. But I do think that dash dancing will now allow the ultimate players to not have to deal with, you know, advanced technique movement as much. Like, you still need to learn how to hit fall.
Sure.
But as far as like spacing and stuff, it's much easier to space now that you can dash dance. Hold on, y'all gave me a coding line. Didn't hear the time. Okay. But I think overall, like, it's just because of way dashing, because mechanics being able to, like, around using your shield button as movement. Yeah, melee players have an easier time picking that up.
I don't know. I feel like we'll see. I'm looking at everything. Like, a lot of people are saying that that it seems more melee oriented, and I think that seems easy to say, but I don't know if it's necessarily true. Because I don't feel like Nickelodeon is all that technically difficult. I mean, obviously there's the hitfall stuff, but other than that, it seems pretty basic. And the new patch is something we could talk about in a second. We keep getting on Nickelodeon out of the original topics, but we're talking about Sora. I have not played him, but I've seen people saying that they feel like he'll be pretty good. But that alone makes me think he's not good, and that he's not really going to make any sparks. He is the last character, so he's the last character to like make any sort of shift or sort of jump in terms of tournament performance from a competitive level. You think he's got any juice in him, or?
Yeah, but like not as crazy as I feel like Pyramithra were seen. I don't know where we're at with Pyramithra right now, because obviously, you know, from watching the last few, the last few tournaments, it seems like people who were opting to play Pyramithra are not actually playing Pyramithra like that, except for Cosmos. Like,
right.
You know, Spargo spent his entire grand finals on Cloud, didn't even try Pyramithra once. So, and I'm sure that has something to do with like Light having the, you know, probably playing the Cosmos practice, so he kept that in mind. But
sure,
I don't know. Like, I just feel like you had to try it at least if you really think that character is that good. Sora doesn't make me feel that way yet. I don't really feel like Sora is like bringing anything to the table that's like, wow, this character's about to go insane, except for that recovery and how far he can chase you. Like, that's pretty big. But then you also go into free fall after you use all of your side B's moves, or your up B. If you can up B and then side B, or you can up B and free fall. And you can definitely like kind of bait that move, especially on the ground. Like, if you know it's coming, sure, like you wait for it to activate, and then once it moves, then you like jump or like, you know, power shield or parry or whatever, and get a punish off of it. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I just don't see it just yet. That character seems very, very floaty and whatever. But he does have some pretty good hitboxes, a funny looking crawl, and a very fast dash attack.
He has a crawl?
I forgot about that. Yeah, he has a crawl.
Why does he have a crawl? Is that like a...
I don't know. Maybe that's something in Kingdom Hearts, bro, where he was like sneaking around, because he definitely looks like he's sneaking.
Okay. I did not know he had a crawl. That's kind of funny. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I'm going to give him a shot, definitely. I don't find myself super drawn to the character, obviously, but I'm wondering how he's going to do in terms of, like, relevant matchups, because it does sound like he could chase people off stage, but also, like, all the good characters don't really get messed with off stage all that much. They just go to ledge for free, and then they sort of...
Yeah, but I feel like the thing is, he can do that for free, though. Like, he can... Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of the characters in this game, like, if you trade position by, like, going off stage and missing an edge guard, and now you trade position, you're usually probably dead. So that's why a lot of people in Ultimate just kind of, like, chill on stage. But I feel like that's not really the case with Sora, because of all the options that he has to get back to stage. So, I don't know. It's interesting, because I've definitely been just going off stage chasing and to see if I can get, like, a KO here.
Sure.
You know? But it's just much easier for me to think about doing that with him, with his super large... His, first of all, floaty nature, super large double jump, super large up B. Like, he's just moving. He's literally just flying through the game.
I definitely want to give it a shot. I'm going to test him out tonight and see what's up. But he's definitely different. He's unique. But he's not unique in a way that, like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of the other characters, obviously, like Terry, Kazuya, they were severely different, you know? They all have their own mechanics or their own, like, weird sort of styles that they have. But Sora feels somewhat, I don't know, easier to understand in that way, because he's just very, like, what you see is what you get with him, right? That's what it seems like anyway.
Yeah. So I think the other thing is, like, you know, Sora aside, the patch definitely just buffed a bunch of low tiers, so
right,
that was cool. Jigglypuff got buffed, Dr. Mario got buffed, Zelda, Lucario, Rosalina, Luma, who weren't currently actually low tier, but you know, probably this is going to help. Little Mac got buffed. K. Rool got buffed, and I was looking at like
that's
a video.
That's so weird.
That forward air is insane now. Like, it's just that is set forward air and neutral air, just safe shield pressure for K. Rool now, where he can just do that and then start mashing jab, and he'll most likely beat any of your options. Isabelle got buffed, Incineroar got buffed. No real nerfs here.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
I think just in general, like from looking, I feel like no one really got nerfed, which is like a pretty decent patch to say, you know, say the least.
I thought I heard that the K. Rool buff is placebo. Like, you were always able to do that. I don't know if it's true or if it's just like a landing lag thing. I don't know, but I thought
it's
I heard
a landing
that.
Lag thing to me for sure.
Okay.
So his up tilt powers got increased as well. So now you're going to see a lot more down tilt or down throw up tilt may actually kill. I haven't got a chance to look at the comparison yet.
Okay.
Waiting for that beefy Smash Use video.
Thank God for those guys.
Thank God for those guys. And then it says Side Smash has more active frames and up throw has extended launch distance. So now he has a better chance of killing with up throw, which was already a funny throw anyway, but now I definitely want to kill with it.
I saw Me Brawler got mad buff too, which is like,
see that here.
Yeah, Me Brawler got a lot of stuff apparently. I don't know. I didn't
is
actually
it over the years because it's definitely not in this patch.
Oh, it's not in the patch? Okay, never mind then.
Yeah, it must have been over the years or something because
13.0.0
does not have anything about it. Then the last two buffs or changes were to Final Smashes, which is like, you know, Omega Lol.
Right, yeah. Maybe not then. No. I thought I had seen that. He got crazy buffs, but might have been something else. But regardless, a lot of shakeups, honestly. I don't think it'll change that much in terms of like the face of things as it exists sort of at a competitive level. Obviously, you know, Jigglypuff, Zelda, Dr. Mario, whoever else aren't really seen all that much for other reasons that
right.
aren't to do with. Like, we're not going to see more Little Mac play, you know, so.
Well, I mean, this weekend, there was two really good Little Macs who was popping off. Well, I don't know how well Peanut did. I just remember him losing. But I think he probably did well in the loser side of things. There was another Little Mac that played before him. Let me get him Super. Let me just go to Super Smash Con Little Mac. He was really good. I wasn't expecting to see it. Like, when you think of Little Mac, you obviously think of Peanut. Like, that's the one.
Sure, yeah. It's always the first guy.
Yeah, yeah. But this Little Mac was... going in, Alternus. There it is. Alternus was, yeah, he was popping
yeah,
off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so he did well as well. There's actually a decent, now I'm looking at it, there's actually a decent amount of Little Mac players here. I don't know how well they all did, but I see Peanut, Lanky, For Life, Beth, Alternus, and Mikio, all just by typing in SmashCon Fall Fest. So,
yeah, I really hope the ending of Ultimate isn't just full of Max. That would be so sad if we got all the way to the end and then it's like, oh yeah, now Little Mac is good. Sorry, everybody.
I think obviously I feel like there's going to be one more patch because that's what they did with sure. Bayo. But I don't know if they would have done that because if Bayo didn't come out busted. I think they just had to like figure out if they could fix that character.
Yeah.
None of these characters in the DLC feel like super busted. I know people were like shades of Bayo from watching like the clips of Sora, and then also they were feeling like the dominance that Pyromithra had was looking like that. But honestly, people are just kind of figuring out that matchup now, so that's not really a factor.
Gotcha.
And now it seems like people are kind of saying that the character's not as good as they originally said it she was.
Okay.
So, you know.
Damn. I mean, I have my feelings about Pyromithra. I feel like they are, you know, top 10. They're pretty good. But I think that's about it. I'm not sold on this whole. I remember everybody was saying top 5, top 3, top 1, and it's like that's a little crazy to me, but I don't know, there's still time, right? I just think there's a reason that Spargo isn't playing them, but that's just me. Okay. So enough Nickelodeon, or I'm sorry, enough Smash Brothers. Now it's time to talk about the real game. Now we get into Nickelodeon. So new patch dropped. I haven't played it. What do you think?
It's nice. I feel like it's a nerf to somewhat everyone, kind of, though, to give all this DI, but it's better for the game. Like,
oh, dude, absolutely. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's definitely better for the game. So, because, like, now, you know, you have to think a little harder on your combos. I got to do actual DI mix-ups. I've done less up-throw dare loops and just have done extra aerials in my combos instead. So instead of up-throw dare, it's up-throw dare, jump neutral air, dare again. So I can follow your DI a little easier, because if you up throw and someone is DIing out, they are like far away from you.
Oh, they're
now.
Gone.
they're getting out of there. So
okay, interesting.
That's great. You know, that's great for the game. The changes to Mikey, great. I've only played one Mikey today, but you know, I didn't get up throw near to death. So.
Sure.
I feel like just in general, like the movement of being able to dash dance is nicer. And then, yeah, that's pretty much the biggest parts of it, in my opinion. I feel like, you know, I played some Oblinas. They're still pretty good. You're just not getting cheesed into just straight down airs the entire time. I think it's like 3 frames now.
Thank God. Dude, I couldn't believe it was 3 frames. It's not. I thought it would be in like half, so like 9. 3 is crazy.
Yeah.
But I guess it's fine, right? You can still chain down airs from what I hear, but it's just not like, I don't know. Against Oblina in the past, it was like your wing condition was just like, you can't ever be near the side at all. You have to be in the center all the time. So I'm glad that's changed.
Yeah. So I just, I feel as though like, that it's definitely going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that they're putting these patches in where they're like, okay, we'll get to the balance later. First, we have to make sure the game is at a good point, just as, you know, playing it. Like, forget you worrying about what's busted and not. Let's figure out if we can fix the overall game engine first. And then if you can do that, then yeah, we're on it.
Hope they fix the net code, bro. That's what I want fixed, dude. Like, it's still,
Are you still getting people warping?
Yeah, man. It's not even just warping either. I didn't realize how bad the cross-country connection is if you're in a lobby. So, like, the lobby system still doesn't work, and I didn't know about this until this weekend. So, if you join somebody's lobby, so let's say there's, like, a spectator. Let's say that you're in a tournament and somebody is spectating. They will add a lot of lag if you're not all on the same end. So I was, I'm East Coast. I joined Ludwig's crew battle thing. He's on the West Coast. I joined his lobby to play another West Coast player. And East Coast to West Coast is pretty bad, but my connection's been getting a little better. It seems like a crapshoot. Void is awful, but there are some players that's like, it's not so bad. But connecting to the lobby and then playing that guy made it so it was not rollback lag, but just straight up delay. Like, yeah, a second of delay. And I didn't know that happened in this game. And I didn't realize that was an issue. And when I talked to somebody about it, I was like, that's in the game? I talked to a TO that runs a lot of online events. And they were like, oh, yeah, 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 that's a big problem. And it's, yeah, like, I didn't even know that was an issue. Because now I'm worried about the game's longevity from a competitive game at that standpoint. Because rollback is one thing. But delay netcode on when people have to spectate. So, like, HBox running his tournament series. If he just spectates a game and adds a full second of lag, that's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, to everybody playing, if he plays, you know, an East Coast and a West Coast person. So I don't know how they fix that, but I know that they said that they were fixing the clock sync teleportation glitch when the guy got back from vacation. I don't know if there's any news on that. I don't think
that's
so.
That's the funniest shit I've ever heard, though. Like, to put out a game that you know may need some help after, and you're like, yeah, I'm just going to go on vacation, bro.
Well, like, I mean, the guy, I mean, they worked right up until release, right? From what I heard, they were working, like, an hour before the game come out, so.
Yeah, but imagine doing that, like, what if you did, like.
With a job?
What if you were on New World, right? You're, or, like, any, just any new MMO, right? And you're like, all right. You know, at the beginning of every MMO, servers never fucking work. So instead of, like, just seeing how the servers work and trying to counterbalance, you're like, all right, we released it. I'm going on vacation for a week. And now the servers are just fucked for a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the funny. That's funny to me. But I feel like it's a little different with a fighting game. But still, just, I mean, with the internet issues that we were dealing with, might have not been the time to take that vacation immediately. Like, you know, give it a day or two at least.
Sure. You know, I'm trying to be nice to them because they did put out a really good game and it took a while to make. So,
I'm not being mean. I just think it's funny. That's right. All.
I'm worried about it though, because, like, I don't know how long the game will stay in the public eye. I can tell you as a content creator, in terms of viewership, it's not really holding on. It's not keeping people's interests. I think it will keep people's interests as a competitive game, but I think that that's, like, the Rivals route, which is fine and good for it, but it also sort of makes it so new people won't get sucked in as much.
Right.
The game sort of died off on YouTube, too, because, like, everybody was so excited, and there was a lot of speculation before the game came out, and then videos when the game dropped were way lower. So I feel it's a little deflated in that regard.
Let me look at Armada's YouTube real quick, because I know he has been putting out quite a few videos for it.
I think you can do it if you go fully competitive, because Armada's going full competitive. HBox is going mostly competitive. Like, you can make it work, but that audience will never grow. You know what I mean? Because it's not a casual audience. These are people who are here for, like, Melee. So
yeah.
A good point, though. There are new characters
looking
and
at
stages.
His stuff, though. Looking at his stuff, though, like, he put out a video 19 hours ago. It was his first major patch, Oblina Dead, Dash Dancing, all that stuff. And then he put out a video 17 hours ago, which was about Sora. And the Nick Brawl game has 10,000 more views than the Sora one. And this is, like, a two-hour difference. So, like, that is obviously showing you what people want to click. But overall, like, yeah, just looking at some of these other videos, he's got more Armada versus Zane, 9.7,000 views. Then your official week 2 tier list, 76,000 views. And I feel like if you go down and look at, like, a month ago, Smash Bros. Legends Thoughts from Nickelodeon, 72,000 views. Like, you know, I see it. I see what you're saying.
I think it's the biggest thing is the lack of casual appeal. I mean, obviously the new characters will boost it up over time. But for right now, it's like, how do you keep people invested? Because I do worry that a lot of people probably hopped online to play SpongeBob and they ran into a sweat bag and they're like, oh God, this sucks.
No, it's the same shit that happened with me in Rushdown Revolt. Some games are just made for sweats, and sometimes you don't want to sweat, but then, like, everyone else is around you sweating, so it's just cutting off your fun because you just want to, like, do silly cool combos, and everyone's like, you know, I'm playing a real, like, platform fighter.
I just want to play Patrick. I don't want to do this. I don't want to try, you know?
I want to have a little fun, bro. Jesus.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see how the game shakes out. I do think that having this constant life breathed into it will be good, but mm-hmm. I'm just happy it enjoyed the success that it did on launch, and I hope it continues because it's a very fun game. So,
yeah.
Do you have any other thoughts on the patch? I mean, it was pretty light, right? It just took out the infinite. They did fix Helga's counter, which I knew was a glitch. I knew that was a glitch. I was positive.
Yeah, I mean, there's no other real thoughts on the They fixed Korra's issue with the down B thing, where if you had up B, you keep the lag from your up B. So like now, every time you down B, it's not safe until you do a short hop aerial. So that's gone now. So now down B is just super safe again, and I can use it to get free grabs. Then you know, obviously the Mikey stuff, the Oblina stuff, all fixed. Leo kind of got nerfed just by the DI mix up, because now you can't do fourth throw forward air because I can DI way far away from you.
Ah, okay.
Or fourth throw neutral air, but
that
you
makes
know
sense.
What I
meant. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So that's nice, but overall, yeah, the patch is great. I think they're going in the right direction.
I really want to see how some character, because like the only reason Ren and Stimpy were anything close to good is because of that down air, and like, I don't know if you can DI out of it now. I imagine you could, but maybe it has such long range that they can keep chasing you. I don't know, but we'll see. I'm curious how they function. I'm curious how what's his name functions. SpongeBob. Like, what does SpongeBob do?
I mean,
do now,
SpongeBob, you know? they're still doing the good combos. Like, it's just now you're mixing in instead of just doing Nair the entire time, you're mixing in like up airs to like. Because
sure,
obviously the angle on the up air is different, you know, than the angle on the neutral air. So if I'm DIing out for a neutral air and you hit me with an up air, like I'm basically going pretty much where like the old neutral air was sending.
So gotcha.
That's been pretty cool. It is nice to see some variation in combo trees. Like I've actually had, I can't just do up throw, down air. I actually put different hitboxes in or to put different stuff into the combo, which is nice. I did see that some of those moves that like killed too quickly at the beginning have got their base knockback nerf, but their knockback growth increased. So now like Waft may not kill at zero.
Oh, right, yeah.
But it'll kill at like 60 guaranteed, you know? So that's
that move
cool.
Never made sense to me. That move,
bro,
like,
why don't you just, do you not have a jab lock?
I mean, yeah, he does, but you don't really hit it all that often against good players.
That's fair.
Most good players tech, and if they don't, like, Ren and Stimpy have this thing where if the player is bad, you could just down air them 8 times in a row and they die. So it doesn't matter anything else you do. If the player is good, you can't hit them with your dumb shit. So
I feel like that Waft is so big, though, that even if you set, like, a small, like, if you do, like,
down throw
at the edge, and then you Waft immediately, it doesn't matter if they tech or not. I feel like you're covering every option because of how long that hitbox is.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely optimization. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying using it right. The move's good. It just, I don't know when it's going to hit hard or not. Also, I can't tell when it's fully charged because, like, the stars don't make sense. I thought purple was the biggest one, and then I got hit again, and it's yellow. And I'm like, wait, what? And also, I don't know if you know this, a little bit of a tip for you. You keep your fart even after you die. It doesn't look like it because the stars are gone, but they still have it. So there's a lot of, like, unclear sort of use of that move.
Instructions unclear.
Yeah, I don't get it, but I want to learn it because the character, like, every time I lose with that character, I'm like, there's so much more I could have done. And I feel that way about a lot of things in the game, which is why I have hope for it, but we'll see how it keeps developing. I really do think at the top of their list, though, especially if they want it to be competitive, is that netcode, because the more people you turn off over time, the harder it's going to be to get people back. But
yeah.
The third topic on our list is actually a game neither of us played. I think we both wanted, we both thought the other one would play it because it's something that's on my backlog because I beat Metroid Dread, and then I'm about to play Sora, played all Nickelodeon. We have not played Far Cry 6 yet, neither of us.
We're trying to. There's a lot going on.
A lot of games, bro.
A lot of games. So maybe by next week we'll have that Far Cry for you. Yeah, I'll try. You know what? I'll put it on the docket. We'll play on Sunday. How about that? Like, I'll play.
Good. Yeah.
I will make sure to play Far Cry on Sunday for at least 20 minutes. No, I'm kidding.
That's like one cutscene.
Yeah.
You finally get control of the character, and then it just, okay, I'm done.
That was a fun game. Anyway, back to Nick Brawl. Like, no, but we'll get to it, man, because I definitely want to talk about it. We're definitely fans of Far Cry, but in a way where it's like, I'm not really paying too much attention to the story. It's not just like, it's a fun game to like do and cause mayhem and stuff. It's kind of like Just Cause, but like Just Cause, I feel like was more, that was like super open world and I didn't feel like it had direction. So I was basically just going around and putting people on like, or like stringing people up. That was my jam. So, but we'll get to it. We'll get to it. I promise you guys, we'll get to it. I stand by it that we will get to it this time.
Yeah.
All right.
And we'll get
that being
to
said,
it,
though, that is the end.
Yeah, we'll get to it on the next episode. Yeah, so we'll see you guys in a week. Thank you guys for tuning in to Y'all Gaming. I'm going to be trying Sora tonight, so if you guys want to pop in, I'll be playing him at 8 p.m. Eastern. I don't know what I'm in for or what I'm doing.
Would
I think
like
I'm going
to
hate
him. Would
you
like to run some Sora games?
I might be down.
No, I'm kidding.
I mean, I'll see.
We'll see. We'll see.
I'll see how I feel. I might not even play him for very long. I might just go back to Nickelodeon, but we'll see. All right, guys.
Classic.
Yeah, actually. Thank you guys for tuning into Y'all Gaming. We'll see you guys next time. But for this week, say goodbye and good night. Goodbye.